Back in the autumn, it's fair to say there were a few good performances, but there were a few where we hung on as well. Maybe there was a sign of what was coming. But it's you know we the last time we won here at the Valley was when before the clocks had gone forward.
Yeah.
So it's grim.
Not won here on a Saturday since September, I think.
No,
that was the Watford game, if I remember right. We were here for that one.
Don't remind me about Watford, yes.
Sorry. Yes, what happened at Vicarage Road is... Now, you are, as the Trust, you are looking to host a meeting next week.
Yeah.
What are you aiming to do with that?
Well, the aim really is to engage Roland du Châtelet, the owner, in conversation and find out what's going on, because... He rarely visits London, rarely comes to the Valley, has resisted all attempts by us to have any sort of dialogue. And the story is that he has a plan, and at the moment the plan's not working, as we can see from the results and the performances. So we're keen to get to speak to him, but also to gauge fans' views. Mm-hmm. So it's an open meeting for all fans. We know there are some people who think what's going on is okay and it's just a blip and we will recover. And others are very extreme in their views as to things we should be doing to try to change things. And it's a tough call either way. So an open meeting, everyone welcome. We're in the Woolwich Grand Theatre in Wellington Street in Woolwich, next to the Town Hall. 7:30 start on Wednesday the 18th, which is next Wednesday. And so if you're a Charlton fan, please come along and share your views. It's absolutely clear. We want to hear from everybody. And at the end of that, we want to try and put together some sort of plan as to what we can actually do about it.
I mean, what is the... people who know the Charlton story will be fully aware, you know, even modern, relatively modern history. But if we go back, say, 20, 30 years, if people look back that far,
yeah.
But obviously the demise of the club, the moving out of the Valley, the huge campaign that was then...
Yeah.
Instituted by the supporters to get back to the Valley, setting up political parties, standing for election in local elections. Everything that was done, getting a seat on the board, getting representation on the board,
yeah.
All those things that have been in the past, that is the past though now, isn't it? Because the supporters feel disenfranchised from the club.
Completely. And as you say, the enormous amount of work by supporters, and very much in line with the club. In those days, the club were very, you know, behind what we were doing. We worked together, and that was the key. And all that's being undone now, and the risk is that we're in free fall, don't know where it's going to end, and so all that great work that loads of people have done, you know, thousands of fans have been involved in that,
yeah.
And it's going to be, you know, for nothing.
What are your concerns?
The club runs as part of one of these networks, Standard Liège being, I guess, the biggest name in the network. I'm not entirely sure that's a system that really works, although I know Watford is in a similar situation and theirs probably works better. Maybe the quality of the network's higher. That helps. We're in our fourth manager in 12 months. We only seem to pick up players now in any transfer window who either played for Standard Liège or played in Belgium or are related to somebody who's Belgian or... we've had very, very few. Or even Frank Musa, who we signed in the summer from Coventry, I think had been in Belgium at some point.
Yeah, yeah. I think he grew up there, didn't he?
He probably did, yeah. So I think, you know, there is not a logical football plan to this. You know, we've all been in football long enough. Fans are not stupid. We know what goes on. We haven't got ridiculous ambitions. We're not expecting to win the Premier League. Be nice, but we don't expect that. But we do expect stability and alongside that some ambition and a logical plan of how the club could work. Because emotionally it's been really unhappy time, Chris Powell going probably being the highlight. But forget the emotion, it's the commercial side we're particularly interested in. You know, the business plan is not working. We are losing week after week after week. And so, you know, what's Roland going to do about it?
And what is the first step then? Would the first step be some sort of formal communication, some sort of formal meeting with the club?
I think the ideal would be for Roland to come to London and arrange a meeting, a fans meeting. It would obviously be quite a big occasion,
yeah.
Where he could explain what his plan is, give us the detail, and also to allow questions. And obviously that would be, you know, that would have to be carefully managed.
Sure.
He hasn't got a reputation for doing that at his other clubs.
Right.
That doesn't happen. So we would be very happy as a trust, we'd be very happy to meet with him and to put forward fans' views, which again is partly the reason for the meeting, to get those views. We're happy to go to Liège to do it. We'll go to Belgium if necessary. We'll do whatever is necessary to meet him. And we want to find out, you know, as I say, really, what his plan is and to be able to test that, because we are concerned it's not you know, robust.
And at this, I mean, I have to, you know, throw a couple of things out there in regards to this. There's all sorts of rumours and counter rumours that fly around when the situation is usually unhappy. Talks of walkouts today.
Yeah.
Is that something that's just someone's mentioned somewhere?
I think it's only been mentioned. I've not seen it anywhere very, in any strength. And to be fair, as my trust colleagues will know, I don't read many of the forums, so I'm not. It may be on there. Personally, I'm not sure that actually achieves anything. Partly because it might be difficult to tell with the number of fans we're probably expecting. But more realistically, what we don't want to do is do anything that damages the club. So if there was a prospective owner around the corner that Roland could sell to, we want this club to be attractive for them. And I think it has been, and probably still is. But if the fans start, you know, walking out and boycotting, it could affect that. Although I do understand there are a lot of people who feel very strongly and think that that's the only way to get the message across.
And as you say, just finally, you mentioned this network that Charlton is part of, is the Du Châtelet network.
Yep.
Is there, you know, has there been communication with supporters from other clubs, the Lièges, the Utrecht?
We've spoken to both supporters. The Utrecht one is interesting because the story goes, and this is only rumour, so please, you know, take it as that. But that Roland owns them as a result of a debt, sort of repayment of a debt. I don't know how true that is. But Liège, we've been in touch with, and there's a lot of conversations with the guys at Liège. They're pretty desperate too. It's not like they've got a fantastic system going. The fans there are very different to Charlton fans. Their reactions are extreme. Mm. I don't think Charlton fans will be doing that. But they're equally unhappy. So it's not as though we're all being sacrificed for the great standard of Liège. Sure. Everyone's fed up.
Wednesday, 7:30.
7:30 Wednesday, Woolwich Grand Theatre, next to the Town Hall in Wellington Street. Very historic area, weather back to the valley, where the permission to come back to the valley was granted in the Town Hall. So a historic site for Charlton fans. So do please come along. Be open for people to ask questions, and we can hopefully form some sort of strategy.